live Los Angeles. Yep. Yes.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die.
It is tonight's guest, founder of Conscious Good Network, Rena Wyatt.
Look at the night sky where the stars have always shined.
Musical guest, Kaisa. I am Martin Jure, and now our host, the MC, the master of fame, Filippo Boccaccio. Talk about a conversation that matters. I have been so looking forward to this conversation with our guest today. I remember years ago, actually, this hasn't happened in a while, and mainly because I realized that I was the one that had to stop. And so this is what was going on. I'd have friends that would want to go see movies or sit and watch a TV show, and all kinds of things would happen. Guns would be pointed right at us on this big screen, and there'd be loud bombs and all that stuff going on. And I would be just a little bit traumatized, you know, maybe not more than everybody. I don't know, maybe more than everybody else. And then we'd leave the movie and everyone goes, "That was great. Let's go have pizza." And I'm thinking, I can't eat after that. We were just in a war zone, and now we're just going to eat like, you know, nothing happened. But somehow I took that in. Are you guys telling me that didn't affect you? And so I stopped so much that even if I was going to go see a G-rated or a PG-rated, I would wait until the credits were, you know, until the trailers were done. And then I'd walk into the theater and go in to watch the movie, because I thought, I don't need to be. And I can't sit and eat popcorn. I can't. So if I'm being affected, maybe a little bit more than everybody else, okay, I admit. But if I'm being affected, I know people are being affected even a little bit. And so I'm not saying that everybody should stop making or stop watching those kinds of movies per se. I am saying, though, that maybe there are other kinds of movies a lot of us may want to be watching, and a lot of TV shows, a lot of us may want to be watching. I'm one of them. And it sounds like our guest has done something about it. And so I can't wait to have a conversation that matters with our guest, Rena Wyatt, and later on, our musical guest, Luke Kaisa, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Boccaccio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
The Life Changes Show. The Life Changes Show. We are The Life Changes Show. And I am Filippo Voltaggio at online with Mark Lisher.
Yeah, our online show. I miss in the dome. And we were talking about that earlier. Can't wait to get back to the Vortex Dome, but grateful that we're still able to bring these conversations that matter to our audience after a very short 11 years.
Yes, indeed. And we're calling this episode Expanding Conscious Storytelling. Our guest is founder and CEO of Conscious Good, otherwise known as See Good TV. She's an evolutionary leader, a film producer, an author, and so much more. We'll get to explore with her together. She is Trina Wyatt. Trina, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you both.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I'm sure you heard in the monologue or conversation that you and I started and you inspired.
Oh, yes. About,
yes.
It's more people than just you and me, that's for sure.
And we're finding each other, and we're finding the network. I'm just thrilled that there's a network that is focused on that, Conscious Good. See Good. Now, before we get into that, though, you come from a world, of film and film festival producing and network and all of that. So how has that, how were you shaped on your way to that, and how has that shaped on your way to here?
Such a great question. Well, I fell in love with films or movies, as we used to call them, when I was in grade school. I went to see the movie Bugsy Malone, and I just loved how film could transport you, and it could change the way you felt and how you saw the world. And I just made a commitment to, when I grew up, I would work in the movie business. And so that's what I did. So I feel really fortunate that I was able to get the support and, you know, just right time, right people, right situations to be able to work in the film business. But what I realized is, even though I loved film and visual storytelling, that it had such an impact on me that I had to be really careful about what I watched and when I watched it. So, yeah, just like you were saying, even the trailers, you know, I watch with my son, and he reminds me how aggressive and intense a lot of these supposed, you know, PG films are. And he really raised my awareness of the impact. But the other thing that happened is I'm a real avid dreamer. And I would wake up from a dream and just for the whole morning, if not the day, feel, you know, this, the weight of this dream that I had. And I said to myself, I go, wow, if my dreams can have this impact on my psyche and how I feel, what are movies doing to us when we watch them? Right? So, yeah, that's what started it.
Well, and then talk about, I don't know, right time, right people. I mean, what was your, am I right about this? Like, you launched the Tribeca Film Festival for Robert De Niro, right?
Yes, I did.
Is that like right out of college? I mean, like, hello world, I'll do this?
Exactly. I was literally 21.
Oh, wow.
No, I will say this, surprisingly, even though I'm greatly impacted by the stories that I experience, I'm also a bit of a risk taker. So my father, before college, he sat me down and he's like, what do you think you want to do in life? What do you think you want to do for a living? And I said, I want to run my own business someday. And he said, well, you may want to learn the numbers, you know, get into finance like your older sister, because you're going to need to know numbers to have a successful business. And he said, and you can always fall back on that if, you know, it doesn't work out. And sadly, I wasn't, you know, the best student in accounting, but I thought that's a reason for me to go into it and study it and master it. And so I started out in accounting. I got my CPA and I set my sights on working at a film studio. And I took a chance and started at Carolco Pictures, literally the Monday after they released the memo that people can't use milk with their cereal in the morning, and they laid off half the company. So I went there. Wow. Yeah, it was pretty intense, showing up the day after half the company was let go. Baptism by fire.
I don't mean to laugh.
I swear, I literally went from zero supervisor experience to managing a team of 12. And I learned all about, you know, the film ultimates and film finance. And but anyway, how does this relate to Robert De Niro? Well, after Carolco, I went to Turner Pictures, and I was determined not to work as a bean counter, you know, that number cruncher, any longer. And so I tried to transfer from the finance department at Turner Pictures into development or production, and they wouldn't let me. And so I said, okay, forget that. I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to work on a couple of independent films, and then I'll figure out my life. And so when I got to New York, I decided I didn't like film production. I wanted to be back in an office. And a friend said, hey, I think they're hiring down at Tribeca. And so that's how I got in the door at Tribeca. I was doing a job that nobody wanted. Nobody really wants to be overseeing the financials. But what happened was, I mean, I really see, you know, financial analysis as a means to establishing a healthy business. So I was able to use that background and make proposals and, you know, manage some of the business units that were less sexy than film production. And that's how I was able to, you know, go in and say, hey, I think we should do a film festival. And we were just kind of putting the blueprint together and hiring and kind of making some of the strategical decisions when September 11th happened.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, it was just earth-shattering. And it was one of those times where I was like, well, that's it. You know, it's done. I was, you know, going to build this film festival. And, you know, now everybody's traumatized and nobody wants to talk about anything but how do we save downtown and how do we heal from this trauma? Mm. And I finally was able to have a call with my, with Jane, who was my direct report. And I said, you know, if we really want to heal Lower Manhattan, we've got to do this film festival. This is what's going to like make it happen.
Wow.
And wow. Yeah. And she said, okay, let's call, you know, the troops together. And we ended up having a press conference and people responded and we were really overwhelmed with the support and the positive, everyone coming together. It was so magical. It was a lot of work, very stressful, but so magical.
Trina, we're going to take a quick break, but I can't wait for when we come back because I feel like there was another phone call many years later that sounded like, okay, COVID just hit. If we want to heal the world, we have to start See Good TV.
Oh, so, you're a mind reader.
So when we come back, we're going to talk with Trina Wyatt. Learn more about her by going to consciousgood.com. And we're going to learn more about her when we come back. And a little later on, live music with Lukaija, all on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and we are talking with Trina Wyatt. With the belief that visual stories have the power to transform society, Trina launched Conscious Good, a community-driven media platform committed to elevating consciousness. So, Trina, before the break, I just threw something out. That's not how it happened, is it?
Well, I did have flashbacks, I will tell you.
I bet.
So I've literally, after Tribeca, I realized the power of stories and community to affect positive change. And I set the intention to really combine my love of film and business and the, different modalities such as yoga and meditation. I was like, if I can bring those three things together, I will be blissful, you know, just be my dream come true. And so that was the intent in, early 2003. And I'm going to flash forward to this December when we were putting together the plans to launch See Good TV. And we said, okay, let's launch in June of 2020. Mm-hmm. And we got to about February, and one of our major investors pulled out. Oh. And we, when you start the run, you got the plane ready, it's going down the runway, and you're like, whoa, do I, just put the complete stop on all of this? Because I'm not sure exactly how we're going to fund this, or do we just go for it because the world needs conscious media now more than ever? And that's what we did. But it was exactly that moment of, do we give up, or do we just press forward against all odds? That's exactly right.
Wow. Well, we know what you did, and here you are. And I'm reminded of a conversation that people, in defense of what is put out in right now, so much. It's ubiquitous everywhere we look, the violence and all of that. People say, well, that's what the audience wants. And I don't believe that anymore.
That's right. I don't either. I mean, what I always say is important is just to raise awareness for the impact that what you watch has on your psyche and well-being. So without being judgmental or pointing fingers, really look at the impact that what you watch is having on you. And don't worry about, what everyone else is watching and they're doing, and just really be present with that. And I think it's a little bit, I liken it to eating some junk food, So I love pizza and ice cream. I don't have it every day. And when I do, I go, I may not get a good sleep tonight because I've indulged. But I would rather have that awareness than create these taboos that are unrealistic. But at the same time, what we need to do in raising the awareness is to give people quality, tasty, healthy options. So, you know, I really see conscious good as sort of like the whole foods of entertainment. So that, you know, it's, I mean, when you think back 30 years ago to, there were health food stores, they were around and people went in, but they, you know, were a little shoddy and a little scary, and you had to really know your stuff to feel like you could, you know, navigate those aisles. And so with Conscious Good, I want to be the whole foods in that you come on board, everything that you watch, read, or listen to supports your health and well-being. And so you can go for your, you know, your guilty pleasure junk food elsewhere, totally fine. But when you start really taking it in and your awareness grows, you realize, okay, that's just going to make me feel worse. I want something that's going to make me feel great. Yeah. And it's not, I want to just really clarify too, because it's not just positive, you know, high vibration stories that don't have any depth and grit. And conscious media to me are stories, include stories that move you and you feel with your heart. So that's a little bit of the difference. So
well, I like to not only everything you're saying, I like to that you support the creators of this kind of, which needs so much support right now.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've worked alongside creatives and artists and storytellers for a long time. Even before I did my first independent film, right out of college, and I just saw all the bleeding hearts, you know, what creatives went through and how they were so courageous and they put everything on the line for this, you know, vision that they had. And then the business people would just like treat it like a, you know, a car lot. And it just really impacted me. So when I was at Tribeca, even before the film festival, I was fortunate enough to oversee a film series that we did with Kodak to help independent filmmakers have their films screened in front of an industry audience that could help them, you know, further their careers. And so that's really stayed with me. And it's not that these films are not getting made and these TV series aren't getting made. It's that they don't have a home and they're all somewhat competing for attention, as, you know, most media platforms. And so we want to be able to give our creators the support they need to continue making quality conscious media.
So we know you're new, and that's part of the excitement of what this moment is. And so to the audience that's listening, they could go to Conscious Good, and what can they expect now, and what can they expect in the future?
Good question. So because we're a scrappy startup, we have See Good TV, which is, you know, it's in beta right now, so it's totally free. We're adding content daily. You go to consciousgood.com or seegood.tv, and you can sign up for that. And it's, you know, we're on Roku, Amazon, Apple, iOS, and Android. And that's for the streaming of the media. Now, if you're a creator and you want to be in a community of like-minded creatives and collaborate and find paid work that doesn't crush your soul, you would click on From Conscious Good, the Creators Network. And that's a separate login. So That's where we are now. In the future, you will not have to go to two separate places to sign in. So that is our goal, is to create a seamless experience. So I love this. One of our filmmakers said the other day, wow, conscious good is like a conscious Netflix and YouTube and Facebook all rolled into one.
Oh, so you have a community component as well.
Yes, exactly. So that's what's really exciting, is that on Seagood TV, we are now creating these community experiences where, for example, we have coming up at the end of the month something called Bridging the Divide. It's an event. It's week long. We're going to be programming. It's not political in that we're taking sides and we want other people to take sides. It's kind of the opposite. It's why should we take sides? You know, how do we understand one another? How do we have these difficult conversations? Mm. How do we bridge the divide and put our humanity and our love of country before political parties? And so we have, we're having a screening and an interactive event around the film Purple, which is exactly what it sounds like, red and blue. And then we're having a special screening of the film The Reunited States with the filmmaker and people who are actually in that film. And yeah, so every month we're going to take something really important that's an important topic that's timely, and program short films, features, docs, podcasts, all around that. So you have sort of a 360 experience of that pressing topic. And we're planning right now one on climate change and regenerative agriculture for November. And yeah, and you get to meet like-minded people, you get to interact with the filmmaker, you get to ask questions of experts, and that's what it's about.
I like it. That's consciousgood.com. And Trina, when we come back, I wrote down a couple quotes of your intent, which is to uplift humanity. And I want to run those by you and have you share with the audience what I was feeling when you first spoke those words to me. So when we come back, we're going to go through a couple of things that you've said about the network, consciousgood.com. A little later, we're going to have live music with Lukaija. And in our next segment, we're also joined by Dorothy for the Ask Dorothy segment, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and our guest is Trina Wyatt. Trina, you just heard the voice of Jet Paul Lejeune. That's Mark's son that I was saying. I think that his son and your son need to meet, because I think they're the same age. And when I listen to that, talk about heart opening. He's pretending to be a host of a show, And the energy behind it, it just opens my heart. And it reminds me of what you said to me, is you have to go through people's hearts to change their minds.
Yes, I have to give credit to one of our filmmakers, Daniel Karslake, for saying that when I interviewed him. And I just feel like that statement just nails it. And mm-hmm. I absolutely agree that Jet's recording there really warmed my heart as well. I loved it. Loved it.
So another thing you said is that you have to embrace your shadow to grow, which I think also implies why you said it's not all... it's just not all, you know, happy films that you're looking for. It's true stories.
True stories, yes. Stories that really take us on a journey and connect us with our humanity. And what I always say to our programmers is, we want to be moved, and to have us be moved, we need to feel that a bit of the shadow or the darkness. I give the example of Lion King, and you know that animated feature, and it's devastating. I mean, his father is killed in front of him, yet he goes on this journey of personal transformation. And, you know, he becomes the king in his own right. So when we're programming, we don't look for just really beautiful, calm, you know, rainbows and butterflies. But we do look for how do we feel at the end of the film? So I think I was talking about this as an example. I suffered a tremendous personal loss. Both of my parents passed my mom in March, my dad in April. And I've been finding
so
the time.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's been rough. I mean, grieving is hard. I think of it as my part-time job is just setting aside the time to grieve.
While you were trying to build a network, hello.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. I'll wake up from this dream and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh my gosh. But, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Your story is a movie. Your story is one of the movies you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. Well, what happened was on the weekends when I allow myself some time to reflect and grieve, one Saturday I woke up and I was like, oh no, this day is going to be a doozy. You know, I'm already feeling sad. And I got a text about a filmmaker, a film that I was supposed to watch that I had forgotten. And so I was like, oh, I better watch this film, you know, every 3 seconds. And I watched this film and it's exactly what I was talking about, because there's some really hard things to see and listen to in this film. And yet you at the end of the film, you feel such hope for humanity. I sent the link out, you know, to a couple dozen people who I think would appreciate it. And my mood and how I was feeling changed 180 degrees from, you know, 2 hours previously. And I was crying in the film. I was like really crying in that film. But at the end, I felt wonderful.
Well, I wasn't crying before this interview, but at the end, I do feel wonderful too, actually.
That's a relief.
I feel like I've gotten to know you better, but for the good of humanity, I feel like your story, actually, from the Tribeca experience and what was going on at the time and how that did affect for the positive, and it's gone on to grow and live and thrive. And so here we are with this. May this grow and live and thrive in ways that you haven't even imagined, although I'm sure you thought of everything.
I'm always ready for a pleasant surprise.
Nice. Well, I'm excited about conscious good.com. actually, what was the other C as in the letter C,
the
good
letter C, yeah. So instead of Conscious Good TV, we just shortened it to C Good TV.
I like it. And there's an app, right?
Yes, you can if you go to the app on your phone and search for C letter C good dot TV, you will find us. And we're free while we're in beta, and we're gathering a lot more content, and you just look forward to building more community and having, you know, greater content and impact. So thank you, Filippo.
And Trina, thank you. I'm so looking forward to more on so many levels, and I feel like kindred spirits, all of us here, and that we'll get to connect and help more growth happen around consciousness, conscious media, conscious good, consciousgood.com. And if there's anybody out there that doesn't know how to spell it, you can go to cgood.tv, but I'm going to spell conscious. I like that word, conscious, good, GOOD.com. And good, Trina, good on you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Filippo. Thanks so much. And thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
This has been so special.
Yes.
And now our Ask Dorothy question.
Wow, that was a lot of good. Thank you, Trina. Dear Dorothy, this is Angie, and you have helped me so much through the years. However, right now I find myself in a constant state of fear. I've been researching this pandemic, and I found that during Woodstock, there was a major pandemic, and I know that you were alive during that time period. How did you cope with the panic and fear, and what advice can you give to help my generation cope with the panic and fear that this new pandemic is causing?
My dear friend, you're correct in knowing that I was alive during the time of Woodstock. In fact, I was 25 years old. However, Woodstock was way before the age of the instant communication, so I was unaware of any pandemic happening. I researched the issue after receiving your question and discovered that there was a bad flu outbreak before Woodstock and another one after it was over. With our smartphones, the internet, and social media, we get immediate information that I didn't have access back in 1969. Yes, we had TV and news programs, and yet my days and nights were spent in struggling to be a good wife and mother, and I was totally unaware of Woodstock and any pandemics. Back then, I'm sure that there were reports available for people who did the research, and yet today, we are bombarded with constant information about the pandemic. What I have discovered through exhaustive research is that there is so little real information available. I get instant updates on my phone, my email, and news websites I subscribe to, and it has all been very confusing. The statistics change by the minute. However, knowing that I'm the power in my world, I choose to focus on my personal state of being. And I'm very healthy, and so are my nearest and dearest friends and family members. I learned a long time ago that fear is a choice, and I feel that choosing it does not serve me. So instead of focusing on a pandemic and the constantly changing statistics, I choose to use my time to see how I can be of service to my clients and my friends. I also spend a good bit of time researching the good things that are happening in the world. The internet has provided me with the ability to gather pertinent and valuable information regarding many issues. And if I choose to use my God-given gift of discernment, I can decide what's true for me. So what I'm suggesting to you, dear Angie, is that you focus on the things that will serve you and humanity. And I ask you to choose love and optimism instead of panic.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And with that, we'll be right back with our musical guest, Lukaija, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, and our musical guest is Lucaija, who combines spoken word poetry with inspirational speaking and freestyle rap empowerments. Welcome to the Life Changes Show, Lucaija.
Thank you, Filippo. It's great to be here with you.
It's great to have you here. I actually should say aloha, Lucaija, because you are in, is it Kauai?
Aloha. You know, Kauai is my home, but I'm currently in Maui right now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry for you right now that you're not in Kauai.
I know. All the islands are beautiful in their own unique way, but something about Kauai makes me feel most at home.
Indeed, I get it. And actually, I it's interesting because your music, how do you, like, are you inspired by Kauai, or is your music inspiring people in Kauai? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, my musical inspiration comes from a variety of different places depending on the moment, but I would say that the state of the world and the levels of distortion and deception that enter into culture and the way that our current mainstream music is actually, in a sense, poisoning the minds of the youth and with the subtle and not so subtle messages is actually what inspires and gives me a fire to be like, you know what, there needs to be music that still has some kind of swag, some kind of sound that the youth will like, but contains a message that will actually empower them, a frequency that will actually activate what they're actually here for instead of start, you know, lead them astray, so to speak.
You know, I just had a thought. I've heard of this great ConsciousGood.com network. I think it needs a music component. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Anyway,
happy
maybe
to support
there's
that.
We could. Yeah, maybe we know somebody we can talk to about that. Lucaija, actually, you have had very interesting life leading up to your music. I know we can't go through all of it, but some key points are very amazing.
Yeah. Well, my voice was shut down at an early age, around 8, and my passion of music got put on the side due to specific traumas and parental pressures. And I became a healer and an empowerment teacher for my 20s. And it wasn't until about 30 that I realized that there was something in between me and my music, and it was something I needed to pass through. So it was a big initiation to really reclaim the power of my voice and the permission to follow my heart. Mm. And so that passage is something that I'm really deeply caring about for others that have their voice has been suppressed, their mission has been stalled in some way. So half of my mission is actually freeing others from anything that keeps their voice and mission and pathway from its full potential. And then the other half is me just pursuing my heart and doing my music. And those are the two things I focus on mostly at this point.
Mm. Well, actually, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But what do we get to hear you do first for us?
Yeah, I'm just going to play a beat and speak from the top. You know, I have songs you can find on Spotify, but this is just going to be an improvisation from the moment of whatever comes through.
And Lukasia, can we call this like speaking from the top?
Yeah, just you can call this heart speak.
Heart speak. Ooh, I like that. Okay, well, here's Lukasia doing heart speak live and improvise on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
So let's tune into our hearts. What does our heart want to speak to us in this moment? Trust in love. Trust in the rhythm of what it means to actually bust through mental limitations, the doubt to reclaim our revelation, to become open to really what it means to be dedicated. I'm committed to my pathway of purpose. I'm committed to reclaiming my true worth. Yes, my thirst is quenched by the fulfillment inside. As I open up to rise, the spirit of my light shine across the world, whatever it takes. For every boy and world, this is earth shake I'm talking about. Any doubt in the way, anything that came over our voice to try to take us from the choice we made. I no longer consent to any type of distortion. I pave the path for gold. I pave the path with my soul. I pave the path with my choice to own the power that was taken. The power I reclaim it, forsaken. But now I'm atoned and adored by the Most High. Spirit, I reclaim the inner fire inside to blaze a pathway again. Power, my friend, I make amends and forgive all those that have ever taken anything. And I claim this prayer for everyone listening, that we may have the strength and the courage and the persistence to truly flourish, to open our hearts so our worth can be heard and our word can be heard again. Yes, our purpose, anchor it on the planet. Every children we've been granted, everything we need, the seed has been planted. It's time to open and receive what we've been granted. Yes, this is a freestyle flow from the depth of my soul to reclaim what we know. In the depth of our bones is the power reclaimed, the ancient strength of why we're here again. Come on now. Time to break it on down, anchoring it through into this 3D now. Conscious good upon the planet, through the music, through the television, it's been granted. Aho! Aho. Aho. Aho.
Aho indeed. Wow, I got chills, Lukasia.
Right on.
Wow, right on. Yeah, I'm going to spell the name in case people don't know how to spell it, it's LukaiJah, and Lukaija.com is where you could learn more about him. Actually, we're going to learn in just a little bit, but if you go to Facebook, it's Lukasia Official, and Instagram, it's Lukasia, LukaiJah. Lukasia, you had to find your voice. And so you now help people do it along with using yours. How do you do that? And how can people learn from you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've all had moments in our childhood that our voice was suppressed by parents, teachers, friends, times in which, you know, it was not safe to be fully expressed. So of course, addressing those is important. And coming to a space of an inner stability to feel safe. And sometimes that requires a multidimensional approach, because as beings beyond just physical beings, there are things to look at that go deeper. So I facilitate a process that works on every level to really look at the blocks and the suppression that has taken place to gradually take those off. So I take people through processes, and I lead groups through processes, and I do also complementary activations. I actually have one coming up. People can reach out to me to catch it live. It's actually happening on Wednesday, or they can catch the replay and then get more information from me on that.
What can they expect to have come up for them in a process like this?
You know, the process of reclaiming our voice and beginning to express that out in the world where people are witnessing, and some people are loving it, some people are judging it, some people are getting, you know, very inspired, some people will attack us because it triggers something in them. It brings up an inherent feeling of any time that we've been persecuted for being in our power. And it's really important to have to be held through whatever that core memory is, addressing that so that it can be dislodged from the system and safety can anchor in, and ultimately creating a buffer system where the forces that do not embrace our voice in the world can't access us, but the beings that are meant to be inspired can receive us.
Well, yes. Well, I'm inspired. I'm inspired. And so people would just go to your website for that?
Yeah, they can go to my website. contact@lukaija.com is my email. They can find me on Facebook and reach out to me, or on Instagram, Lukaija. Either way, and I'm happy to connect to people.
Well, of course, your music is out there. As a matter of fact, we posted on our webpage that we created for you the unstoppable piece that you did, and we all loved, a piano and spoken word freestyle, and it was just like, wow, wow, wow. So speaking of wow, what are we going to get wowed with now?
Yeah, I feel like I'd like to offer a kind of spoken word prayer for the audience. I don't know what will come through, but let's just open up the field and see what comes through.
So do we call this
How about just a spoken word prayer?
a spoken word prayer it is. Here is Lukaija live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
So we can all connect in, close our eyes. Knowing there is one life, and that life is the presence of love here on this planet, that which has created all things. That is all forgiving, all knowing, infinite intelligence. It is wisdom. It is forgiveness, it is love, it is abundance, it is true strength, and it has individuated itself as us, and as me, and as each person listening. Therefore, I am one with that strength. I am one with that wisdom, that abundance, and that power, and that substance, and that love. And because of that, there is nothing that can touch or taint this inherent essence. And as I reclaim it, this powerful presence, I say yes to it. And I claim the discernment that it takes to cast out evil out my way. Yes, my path is paved only by the one, only by the truth that comes through, only by the presence of love. All else bow before that power that comes through, for I am that. I am that, and everyone listening, reclaiming your space, your mind, your soul, your body from anything that's ever attempted to taint, anything that's attempted to take your power away. Be gone. Cast it off. It is time now to reclaim our voice, our power, our choice to live,
imbued with the presence of truth to love, with compassion and forgiveness in everything we are. Our missions are certain if we give ourselves back to this presence of love. Here and now it has been done. By the power of this word, by the power that speaks through my tongue and through the central sun, we are one in this. We are one in this, and nothing can take our power away. As a people, we pave this path, we blaze this holy flame, and we ask for divine intervention. For while we came, our ancient strength reclaimed again. Forgiveness, forgiveness, bring us back home. Bring us back home to the depth of our soul. It has been done. My prayer has been heard. Say yes with me. Thank you. Yes. And so it is. We are free as a people. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to break free. We are free as a people. Whatever it takes to break free, we are claiming our freedom. We are claiming back Eden. We are claiming the kingdom back upon the planet. Beyond any kind of religion, this is the presence of love that's breaking through, through the higher realm from above or below. Aho! It's been done. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. So it is.
Lukaija. Thank you so much for sharing your voice, reclaiming your voice, and helping others do that as well. L-U-K-A-I-J-A-H is Lukaija. Find them at lukaija.com and on Facebook, Lukaija Official, Instagram, Lukaija. Lukaija, Lukaija, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor and a joy to connect to you.
What a pleasure, it feels also like just the beginning, and happy to connect here and looking forward to more from you everywhere and also here on the Life Changes Show. So with that, we say thank you once again to Lukaija and to our guest, Trina Wyatt. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, saying that is our show. And as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.